Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Marvin Gaye bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. Check it out. We update it every single day just for you. Having a great visit with our good friend, Sam Norwood. Sam is with Tatum LLC. He brings the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions to us once a month, where he polls hundreds of his partners who are running businesses around the country, just like yours and mine, and they report back to him on how things are going. Sam, in general, the overall business conditions for the last month and the next 2 months are generally positive. The order backlogs did a lot to contribute to that, didn't they?
Well, they sure did. But, you know, give you an example. In the past 30 days, those who reported to us that backlogs improved jumped to 29%, said they improved versus 21% a month ago, and 2 months ago was 14%. Now, that's really good. So that's an improvement, at least. It's not good in the total scheme, but it's an improvement.
Nice. I don't suppose there's any way to identify whether any of these sales were new demand or maintenance type of, you know, repair and maintain type of things. You
know, well,
what I mean?
We don't. Yeah, and there could be some seasonal in that. We not seasonally adjust, and so that could be a part of the element. And we can't let's say we're a seller. We don't care too much about whether it's going into maintenance or. Or new stuff.
Business is business, isn't it?
Business is business, I guess it would be better if it were people reaching out to buy stuff that they really haven't. It's not absolutely necessary.
In other words, a new compressor for the new building, the new air conditioning compressor for the new building, not a replacement for the old building.
Yeah, that would be better, but we can't really distinguish that. But an order is an order, and business is better than it has been. Not great, but just a little uptick.
Capital expenditures were sort of positive past, but the opposite going forward.
Yeah, it's a little contrary. People on capital expenditure, you make a commitment based on a decision that you made previously. You make the decision to buy some stuff. And then you execute it, and that's we measure the commitment time. Mm-hmm. And that went up in the past 30 days, more commitments. But the outlook is not so good. The outlook for additional capital expenditure commitments declined from the previous month as we look out 60 days. So that's a little weak. I'd say we probably consider that our only really down era. The others are either up or sideways.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder what the concern about the financial meltdown. I mean, the financial what do you call it? Taxmageddon or the fiscal cliff that we're about to go off of at the end of the year. I just wonder how much of that is weighing on business managers' minds.
It does weigh on the minds, in my belief, in our belief.
Where taxes are going to go. Potentially, folks, taxes are going to go up significantly the first of the year. Go ahead.
Yeah, good. Who knows? And nobody really knows. It's one of these nagging things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like here we are in the United States actually doing, compared to the rest of the world, doing relatively well.
Right.
If you look, you know, we know that China is going down. The orders coming from China are really off. We know that Europe is in a mess and getting worse. So if we look left and we look right,
a sustained recession, probably.
Yeah, uh-huh. And so there's more talk about a global recession. And here's the real what I believe is going to be the debate. We are right now in the United States, sort of an island, but a really big island of relatively doing better. And so a lot of money is pouring in over here.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, can we, in the United States, lead the world out of doldrums, or are we going to be drawn into going back into recession?
Well, and it's not just the United States. The Western Hemisphere is holding things up pretty well.
Yep. Isn't it? You don't read much about South America, but, you know, they're doing okay.
Yep.
But left and right seem to be the ones that matter to us. Mm-hmm. We're big trade, you know, and so it looks bad. And so we have, if we think that we have a nagging concern about the precipice that's going to come up at year end, the bigger concern, I believe, in the minds of business people are what's going on in Europe and in Asia, especially China, in terms of descending into recession. Can we resist that, or will we be drawn into it, or can we lead the rest of the world out of it?
Is the capital availability is pretty much sideways? Does that mean I'm indifferent about whether I need it or not, or does that mean it's not? They mean that there's a problem with availability?
Well, I think the sideways means that people are not indifferent, but they're confused because we at the one time, you know, here's the Federal Reserve saying money is going to be cheap through 2014. And here are the banks saying we want to lend, and saying we're lending to everybody who is qualified. What we're saying is, by sideways, is that there's really not much change expected from what we saw 30 days ago in both the outlook and in history.
Well, it's
available if you don't need it, it's available.
The rest of that confusion is the money's cheap, but the regulations are onerous. The increased regulations are contributing to part of that problem. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Sam Norwood, folks. We're going to talk about unemployment and how that fits into the political picture in this next segment. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.